This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about IKEA, the progressive big box store from Sweden. In a column for the Moscow Pullman Daily News, Tom Forbes lashed out at Portland officials who have successfully barred Walmart, but have warmly embraced IKEA, the Swedish superstore chain. Forbes said that IKEA is a very antithesis of smart growth and that it only caters to yuppies. He charges the Portlanders with bald-faced hypocrisy and snobbery. When I was a poor graduate student in Denmark in 1971-72, I didn't know what a yuppie was. I certainly was not one. All I knew was that IKEA was the only place, the Danes have no goodwill, I could find affordable furnishings for my apartment. In many communities, people organize petitions to request that IKEA come to them, rather than collecting signatures to keep Walmart out. Grist, the online environmental watchdog, states that IKEA puts every big U.S. retailer to shame, from the wood in its products to the energy efficiency of its distribution network. IKEA has outlined tough, progressive standards almost unheard of in the United States. IKEA's new goal is to skip buying carbon credits and run all of its stores 60% on renewable energy by 2009. It is true that the Portland IKEA store is 280,000 square feet and that much of the inventory is no longer made in Sweden. It started outsourcing to Poland in 1961, and 30% of its stock now comes from Asia. After years of promoting Made in America, Walmart, in a dramatic about-face, is now the world's largest importer of Chinese goods. 80-90% of Walmart's shoes and housewares coming from that source. In response to charges of poor working conditions of its suppliers, IKEA signed an agreement with the International Federation of Building and Woodworkers and promised not to use child labor and to follow worker health and safety procedures. On-the-spot inspections by reporters have found violations in IKEA factories, but at least the investigators can find the foreign factories. Walmart refuses to reveal the location of most of its suppliers. IKEA employees are unionized in Europe and Canada, but Walmart, using the most sophisticated and underhanded anti-union tactics, has been successful in thwarting every attempt by their employees to bargain collectively. Walmart chose to shut a new store in Canada rather than accept a union the employees chose. Walmart has been forced to accept collective bargaining in its Chinese stores, but it must be noted that all these unions are controlled by the government. In response to the question of why Walmart would allow unionization in China but not in other countries, Walmart spokesman Jonathan Dong said that he liked the fact that Chinese unions work with employers, not promote confrontation. This company union philosophy is the bane of all free labor organizations. In Europe and Canada, IKEA employees have governmental health coverage, but Walmart's benefits are so poor that 600,000 American Walmart workers and their families are on Medicaid and the taxpayer-funded Children's Health Insurance Program. As I travel to Sweden this month, I will be reminded of the Swedes and their European brothers and sisters' success in producing prosperity in the context of good working conditions, excellent schools, and the best social and health care in the world. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.